Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining the show today. I'm excited to be here on this station, and I continue to get questions by people about what I'm doing here. Because people think, oh, you're Jewish. Why are you teaching on this station? Oh, you believe in the law that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, did away with? Why are you here teaching this stuff? And some people are saying it in a negative way, getting upset about some of the message. Some people are getting concerned. But then on the other side of that, there's many of you that are starting to understand the answer to that question of why I'm here. It's because I am a Jewish believer in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And I am not pointing people towards a law of man. I'm pointing people towards the instructions and guidelines of our Creator, Yahweh. And unfortunately, many churches out there today have gotten away from the pureness of Scripture, and they're teaching a man-made doctrine. And when Yeshua our Messiah was here, he had a big problem with the Pharisees and sages for adding to the word. And I believe if he was here today, he would have a big problem with the church that is taken away from the word. It says in the Bible, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. And I believe that's what we should be doing. And those that finally get it ask me, well, we can't possibly keep all of the commandments of Scripture, so you must be wrong. And nowhere do I ever claim that we can keep all of the commandments, because then we would be sinless and it was only one who was sinless. However, where is your desire? What is the difference between a believer or a non-believer? When you accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as your Savior, and He gives you or you receive His Word, the instructions, the guidelines in His book, wouldn't you want to read the whole thing? Why would you want to just rip it up and throw away half of it? And or even more than half of it, and just keep a certain part? Because that's what's being taught out there today. And I think it's just ridiculous that somebody would think or believe that the Bible they're getting, this full story, it's not part one and two, folks. It's not part one and two. It's one great historical book that talks about all of the acts of our wonderful Creator Yahweh from the beginning of time, past, future, and present of what will happen. And you can only know the present and the future if you understand the past. You can only appreciate the future and the present if you understand the past. You can only decide and determine and decipher if you know the history lessons. It's not as simple as Yeshua died for us so we can go out there and live however we want. No, it's a book of answers of how we should be living and the consequences and the blessings for how we live. So when a Christian says that I'm under the law, or I'm teaching people to be under the law, I've already did a teaching previously talking the difference between the man-made law of the Pharisees and sages that Yeshua our Messiah came to do away with and rebuked versus the guidelines and instructions that our Creator gave us to bless us. And it says in the Word, you know, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. And that's what I do. And I do my best not to add or take away from the Word and to stick to the Word exclusively. And when I got saved, by reading the words of Yeshua our Messiah. And I thought, well, I'm Jewish. How could I believe in Yeshua? But then I kept reading and I found out he was Jewish. I said, this is going to be easy. I'm just going to do what he said to do. Well, the problem I ran across was when I went to my first church after being saved, they said, today we're going to read the book of John and we're going to read what Yeshua had to say. And I was excited because at that time, that was the only part of the Bible I knew, what Yeshua said. Because as a new believer, that's what I read. I read the red letters in the scripture to see what Yeshua said in the book of John. And as I heard the church reading off what Yeshua was saying and then expounding on it, it didn't sound like what I had read or what my understanding was from scripture. And so I went to another church and something similar happened. And so everyone talk about what Yeshua said, or they had this saying, what would Jesus do, or what would Yeshua do? But nobody was doing it. You know, he went in the synagogue and he taught it says every week in scripture, he taught the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So when you ask the question, what would Yeshua do, Well, what would Jesus do? Well, seems to me he would teach the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. But then the church tells you, throw that away. We don't need that anymore. And that's not what Yeshua said. Yeshua says, you know, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And if you believe Yeshua is Yahweh, if you believe Jesus is God, how can you not keep the commandments of God? How could you say they were for a different people for a different time? You have to understand, when you accept Yeshua as your Messiah, you now become the Commonwealth of Israel. And just like all those people in Egypt that left with the people of Israel to go into the Promised Land or to just leave Egypt, they couldn't just do what they wanted to do. Now they had to follow the guidelines and instructions that our Creator set forth in His Word. And when Yeshua came, never did He tell anyone, you no longer have to do this. In fact, He didn't lower the bar or take it away. He raised it. And people today are so using this word legalism and legalist and so on. They go out in their car. They follow all the man's of law, all the laws of man, which are a lot more than the laws in the Bible. But then they have a problem with the laws of our Creator. So they're doing exactly what the commandment tells not to do. They're lifting man up higher than our Creator. They're scared of going to jail or getting a ticket, but they're not scared of the sin and the result of it that our Creator warns us against in the Bible. And this is a serious crime and something we need to think about and be serious about. Well, because of this, on my website and in my ministry, I started a series called the Yeshua Said series. So you call him Jesus. Yeshua is his Hebrew name, and it means Yahweh's salvation, the salvation of Yahweh, and Yahweh is the name of our Creator. So I started this series called the Yeshua Said series, and I've already done 31 parts of this. I'm dissecting the book of Matthew and just taking the words of Yeshua, our Messiah, and no one else and nothing else, to see what He told us, what He wanted us to do, and how He wanted us to live. And in doing that, I'm up to episode 32, which I'd like you to hear today on today's program, which is going to be Matthew 12:33 to 12:37. And as we discuss this, you could understand hopefully some things maybe you haven't seen before, and it's my prayer that your eyes will be open to some things that you haven't seen before, and that you'd be blessed by it. If you want to contact me, you can come to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And I also remind you, every Friday night we have live fellowship on my website at 10 p.m. every Friday night. And every Saturday we have a local fellowship at 3 p.m. in Lake Worth, Florida. You can join us there. So here now is the latest teaching I did and posted to my website on the Yeshua Said series, part 32, on Matthew 12:33-37. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me on the show today. I am recording another episode to the Yeshua Said series. This is episode 32. We've already done 31 episodes. You can go back to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and look at those. But this Yeshua Said series is basically taking everything Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, our Messiah, said. Bibles have it in red letters, and they just highlight the letters of Yeshua and exactly what He said. And when I first became a believer, that's what I did. I read His words. I read exactly what He said and how He said it, and I examined what He said. I was not interested, and to a degree, I'm still not interested to what other people have to say. I care what Yeshua, our Messiah, had to say, and so I wanted to examine His words only, no commentaries, no opinions, no thoughts, just His words. And that's what we're doing here in this episode 32. And today we're going to be looking at Matthew 12:33-37. Matthew 12:33-37. And basically it says, a tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. You broad of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you this, you must give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit or condemn you. And so this is what Yeshua is saying, and we're going to examine what he means by this and who he's talking to and the importance of this lesson that he's teaching here. So I want to give you a couple of other scriptures to support what's being said here by Yeshua, our Messiah, and a principle that's given throughout Scripture. But before I do that, I do want to say that do not be deceived or misled by what he's saying here. It's very easy to do so, and I'm guilty of this myself in the past, to believe somebody who appears to have good in this world must be a good person, and somebody who appears to have bad must be a bad person. That, on the surface level, may be the thinking of many of us, but we have to understand what our Creator calls good and this world calls good, or what our idea of good and what our Creator's idea of good is not always the same thing. So, we might see somebody who appears to be good. Their words might appear to sound good. And according to this scripture, they're good. And then on the other hand, we might somebody who appears to not be good, or something they're saying is not liked by the world, and they would, according to the scripture, be bad. But we have to remember this, that 1 John 4:1 says, "Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have come from comes from God. For there are many false prophets in this world." So what I am saying here is, even though the scripture says about speaking good and bad and shows the heart, there are many deceivers out there. And we must, as this scripture says, we must test what's being said, or test a person and so on. And it also talks about the spirit behind it. That's what really is going to determine what something good or bad is. So we got to test the spirit that is behind it. Now, when we look at what this is saying here in the actual verse, it says the tree is identified by its fruit. So the identification is not by its words, it's by its fruit. Now, it does go on to say the heart, what the heart speaks is the man, or that's what it'll be. There are many scriptures in the Bible that talks like that. A good heart and an evil person produce evil things, and good heart produce, but producing, there's producing. So it goes beyond communication, even if the word it uses the word speaks. So we need to keep that in mind, because we need to think about communication and speaking. We need to think about those two things. We have to understand that communication and even speaking is more than just words. Now, how could you say speaking is more than just words? Isn't speaking coming from the mouth? Well, let me give you an example that our Creator sets here in Psalms 19:3. It says, in Psalm 19:3, it says, "They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard." And if we look at the whole context of chapter 19, because we don't just want to take something out, we look at it, it's what what's being said. Psalms 19, "The heavens proclaim the glory of our Elohim. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak." So the heavens continue to speak. And night after night, they make him known. "They speak without sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world. Yahweh has made a home in the heavens for the sun." So we see here our Creator set the example that you can speak without saying a word. Yes, this is nature at its best, or Yahweh at its best, speaking to us through actions and things. But we have to understand that when a Creator talks about the heart and talking about the speaking and the heart, and sometimes it can be the words that are coming out of our mouth, but because the deceivers, it doesn't necessarily add up all the time, because there are people that can speak good and crafty and all this stuff, but be evil. But it's our actions. It's the actions. It's the result. It's what they're doing. So verse 33 in what we're reading here says in Matthew, it says in Matthew 12:33, it says, "A tree is identified by its fruit. If the tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, his fruit will be bad." Remember, the identification isn't just what is being spoken. It's actually the fruit or the actions of the person. And then again, even the actions can deceive people. So we really got to test the what's going on here. But he says, first we got to think about who is Yeshua speaking to when he's talking about this. Who would our Creator say this to? Well, if you look at the scriptures, he goes on to say in verse 34, "You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say." So here we got the saying and the speaking. Not to get deceived, now we understand that that's their actions. So for whatever's in your heart is going to determine how you act, or what you give off, or what you show people, or what you say. So he was speaking to the religious leaders of that day that were twisting and adding to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And they were making up their own doctrine, pretty much. And they were doing an evil thing. They were doing it for evil, prideful reasons. And Yeshua came to rebuke that. And he called them snakes. And he said, how could evil men like you, you know, even speak what is right or good, or show what is right or good? And he's, and then he gets talking to the heart. And Yeshua always talks about the heart. But basically, he called them evil. They were evil. What they were doing was evil. Because it says in the scriptures, do not add or take away, but keep my word. Not only were they not keeping his word and adding to it, but they were teaching other people that was the word. They were replacing it. And Yeshua was calling them evil. Verse 35 here says in Matthew 12, a good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. You see, we just read Yeshua saying, for whatever is in your heart determines what you say or what you do. So, you know, a person produces good things from the treasury of his heart. So what's stored up in his heart is going to be what he's going to produce. An evil person produces evil things from the treasury of their heart. Yeshua said it. He spoke about the heart all the time. Over and over again, he spoke about the heart, and He said, I do not need your sacrifices. I want your heart. That's what he wanted. He wanted people's hearts. And then verse 36 says, and I tell you this, you must give an account on judgment day for every idle word you spoke or you speak, or every unrighteous action you do. So where is your heart? So we can judge and should judge as believers today, you know, everyone, believers. To know what's right or wrong, and to help them, lift them up, and so on, just like we'd want to be judged if we were doing something wrong by a fellow brother and sister. However, there's one thing we are not to judge, and that is on judgment day, somebody's final salvation, and where somebody's going to go, and so on. That is for our Creator to judge them. And here he's basically saying in verse 36, your heart is going to be determined all of this. It's based on your heart, and on judgment day, he's going to examine your heart, and everything you've done here from your heart, he sees, and all of this is going to be your case at the end, whether it's a negative or positive. Verse 37 says, the words you say, and again, or not just the words you say, but the action of your heart, which starts with the mouth. So the first place it comes up in the heart, it comes through the words you speak. So it starts with the mouth, but then the action confirms it. So the actions or the words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. Will either acquit you or condemn you. So basically your righteousness or your unrighteousness, or the righteousness or unrighteousness of your heart is what's going to determine this. And this is why repentance was such a big thing all throughout the scriptures. And Yeshua expressed that. Well, we look at 1 Thessalonians 2:4, and it says, for we speak as messages approved by our Creator to be entrusted with the good news. Our purpose is to please our Creator, not people. He alone examines the motives of our hearts. So we understand here. So it's a heart issue. When Yeshua says this in Matthew 12:33-37, a tree is identified by its fruit. If it's good, it will produce good fruit. If it's bad, it'll produce bad fruit. He's speaking about the heart. If the heart is good, you know, the righteous things will be done. And if the heart is not good, unrighteous things will be done. So it's speaking about the heart. And again, the first place that's expressed is in our speech, in our voice, in what we're speaking. And we need to think about Job and think like Job, who in 27:4 he said, my lips will speak no evil, and my tongue will speak no lies. So there will be no evil thing coming from me, or no evil things coming from Job. His tongue will not speak lies, even though they told him to go against what he knew is right. He wouldn't speak against it. So we need to be like that, be more like that, and have that on our minds, not to even have anything to do with evilness. And meditate and focus on Yah's instructions and guidelines. But again, this was episode 32 of the Yeshua Said series, and Yeshua was saying here, a tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. And then he goes on to tell this to the evil people. So he was telling this to the evil, wicked people of that day, who were going around as a false witness, proclaiming a false gospel. He was saying, for whatever is in your heart determines what you say. And we see out there today a lot of people preaching something that Yeshua would say the same exact thing to. How could evil men like you speak what is good and right? And when we look at the word evil, we have to understand there's different ideas in human terms than what our Creator calls. So love and hate, good and bad, and evil. When we look at evil, I mean, there's sin breakers, the sinners, the law breakers, and then there's people that go over and beyond that. They're just evil. They're doing it with an evil attitude towards it. You know, they're not just doing it because they're not just sinners because they're lazy, but they're going over and above that. They're evil. They're teaching it to others. And the scriptures talk about that. And the words, and this is coming from Yeshua now. I mean, if you have a choice and an opportunity to hear everything that Yeshua said, if some way you can go back and take every single word he said, what is the most important thing he ever said? Yes, he said, by through me you got to get to the Father, and only through me, extremely important. But here he's saying, what will acquit you or condemn you in front of the Father? I mean, that's probably one of the most important lessons that Yeshua had given us. One of those important things in all of Scripture. By what you say will either acquit you or condemn you. It's like, you know, you're in front of a judge and you're about to be convicted. You're about to go on death row. And your lawyer looks at you and says, be careful what you say here. This is what you say is going to either make you or break you here. And the saying here that they're talking about is your life. What was your life? How was your life? So they're going to pull out your record. They're going to pull out the record of your life and everything your actions, that our Creator is going to say, well, this is what's going to determine what's going to acquit you or condemn you. So keep that in mind, folks. This was episode 32 of the Yeshua Said series. And thank you. Go back and watch the other ones on the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening to that teaching of the Yeshua Said series. And again, the ministry is TorahLifeMinistries.org. We're here in West Palm Beach, actually Lake Worth. We have a teaching or a Bible study every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And as you can see, we dissect what Yeshua says, and we focus on what he says. And that's what the ministry is really about. It's about getting back to the Hebraic roots of Yeshua, our Messiah, who's pointed us and set the example. He's known as the living Torah, folks. And the Torah is the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and Yeshua lived them perfectly. So he doesn't want us to live them out perfectly. We can't live them out perfectly. But he wants us to have a perfect desire to fulfill them, not throw them away. And I question you all listening right now, do you even know what the commandments are, the Ten Commandments? And if you do know what the Ten Commandments are, I ask you, have you been desiring to keep them? Or have you been saying you can't? And a lot of Christians often tell me, they say, no one can keep all the commandments. And I say, that's exactly right, but at least 10 of them would be a good start, because there's way, way more commandments than just 10. And if you're struggling with just keeping 10 of the many that there are, there's a serious problem. And as we saw today with the heart issue and what our Creator called evil and sin and what we discussed here, we need to really think about what it means when our Creator says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He didn't say, as far as I know, I haven't seen any translation where he said, if you love me, you will keep some of my commandments. In Exodus 15:26, he didn't say, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions and keep some of my statutes and some of my guidelines and instructions, I won't put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. No, he said all. He said, if you keep all my guidelines and instructions, all the statutes. So we have to understand when he says, you know, be blessed and do my works. Do the guidelines and instructions. Follow. Do is an action word. But again, the church today is being taught that we don't have to do anything. And I say we can't do anything to get saved. We're saved only by the blood of Yeshua. We were sitting on death row and we were ready for execution. And here came Yeshua, died for us and set us free. Hallelujah. But so we don't do the guidelines and instructions. We don't follow the commandments of our Creator to be saved. We follow them because we are saved. Because He's given us a second chance. He's given us a new life. He's given us a new way, a more excellent way of how to follow it. And that more excellent way isn't taking His guidelines and instructions and throwing them away. No, it's putting it on our hearts so we have some desire to do it and to fulfill it and live it. Because He knows what's better for us than we do. He is smarter than we are. And in His plan, He says He offers us a future and a hope. That's what it says. A future and a hope. He gave them in the scriptures an opportunity. He said, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. And that choice is with us today. We have a choice between life or death. Do you want to just take a chance and hope that your Christian pastor who's teaching man-made Christianity is doing the right thing by telling you no longer need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Do you want to go around believing that, you know, we hear the word the law was nailed to the cross, but do you understand the law of man versus the law of our Creator? Do you understand the consequences of breaking that? Do you understand in the renewed covenant, it says all scripture is profitable for man. In the book of Timothy, you know when they wrote that? There was no New Testament. Do you understand that this is essential for to be blessed? It says, I hear the prayers of the righteous. Righteous are those that are doing right things. And I pray that you're doing the right things, and that is the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. I welcome you to contact me at the information after this video. I thank you for listening. Please go to my website and hear the other teachings. Until then, have a blessed day, a great Sabbath, and shalom, shalom.